Oh my god. From one another, we hurt each other just like a
lover, and don't think twice about that. Oh, I never said they were all good. Yeah, and I feel like something's bad, but hell, I'm used to that. I always turn my back. Yeah. 30, flirty, and thriving. You pick yourself up, or you let yourself down. Life will always be tough, so who the fuck are you now?
There's no way I'm getting on any dating site. Or do you need someone else?
I don't need anyone. I'll do it. And here we go. You're listening to Scott.
This is Tyler.
And this is Cody.
And you're listening to 10 with Tim, and this is Tim.
Who are you? What? Who are you doing? What's going on?
Not doing anyone, but he's getting alcohol.
And we lost Tyler. Within the first 20 seconds, we already lost Tyler.
We're down he's one member and lost bits. Tyler.
It's for a good cause.
It's like every other podcast. He's gone, and what's the difference?
True.
Man, we're just ragging him on you hard. Hey, Kayla. What are you doing?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you too.
Okay.
What is going on?
Yeah, this is weird.
I feel like the 10-second delay that off is really or not? Throwing yeah. me.
I just had to text somebody real quick.
It's my good bad. Lord, just turn the volume realities off. That's all I said.
That's my bad.
Jeez.
Need to get it to where I can respond or whatever. Yeah.
What? Respond to what? Think,
that would
the
be
people?
Cool.
We can see the people's comments.
Or you can just make it so somebody's in charge of actually typing
the comments.
Oh,
Brittany. I know. I was trying to be like, I don't know, modest, but like kind of hot. I don't know.
What's up, Kayla? How are you?
My titties aren't
You haven't
as
been brought up yet.
Oh,
that was a lie.
That Tim, you are so good to me. He's really the lie to make me feel better. I love it.
Well, now we've got Tyler back.
So how was our weeks? How was our week this week, Lexi? Anything?
I'm good. I mean, I just sat there and reorganized my entire store because everyone's a slob at my store.
Ew.
And you're trying to get a promo or something in it.
Oh yeah, the new Ram spot just opened up, so you know I'm about to apply.
All right. Ooh. Got to get those eyes on you.
Where's the shot glasses? Oh, we don't do that. Them. We're just straight from
drink,
the bottle.
Drink,
what is going on now? Okay. Now we've got Tyler's ass right there.
That was for free
good
for everyone.
That's going to be good for the
We're not charging
for
Tyler's
sure
ass tonight.
There it is. Tyler's ass.
Bam!
This is America's ass.
Kayla, you get the first bid.
Jesus Christ.
Got to say, that's for all the haters right there.
Scott, how was your week?
Oh, really good, man. Really good.
Am I going for it?
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Good.
Like I should.
Tyler, how was your week?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Any details to tell us about your week?
Lots of work.
Lots of work? Huh.
Yeah.
Huh, okay. You're working long hours?
12s.
12s, cardio?
A little bit today.
A little bit. Today you had cardio?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, this morning? Okay.
Same. I've been doing lots of cardio. I just told you I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, that's cool. Wait, when are you going on vacation?
Spring break, so April. So I'm like, okay, I have like a little over a month to pull my whole life together, and I'm pretty positive I can do it.
Yeah, you got it.
Did you already do a shot of Rumplements?
I did.
Oh, Jesus.
Pass it.
Where,
Brittany,
where is
she's
your
gonna
shot?
Put, she's going to put you to shame.
It's your turn, Tim.
You just drank out
you
of that.
You have to do 10, though. You have to do 10 of everything. 10 shots.
You realize you just drank out of that, right?
10 shots.
He said that we were just drinking from the thing.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
Okay, so also, are you trying to say that I have germs?
No.
That you don't want to share?
I'm a germaphobe.
Tim.
So, yeah.
Okay, then pour it in your glass. Yeah, there's a glass over there somewhere.
I already took it away, and it was a dirty glass.
Oh, yeah.
It was again,
a wine
germaphobe
glass. It was a wine glass.
You swig it. It's, I don't know.
All right.
Well, then pass it to them.
Also, we got like 8 people in
I
here.
I promise
so.
I brushed my teeth before I came.
You promise?
I really did. You might get it. Actually, you know what? I don't think I got any lipstick
that's where all your That's where all the germs are on your teeth.
Rumplemans is basically brushing your teeth.
It
it's
really
mouthwash.
Is. It yeah. is. And it's 100 proof, so it's like all of the things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like it's a makeout drink. That's what it is.
Oh, it's a makeout drink.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we got some changes going on this week, obviously. Lexi, we're bringing Lexi on as a regular host of the show, guest of the show, instead of just when she's emergency for me.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have guests on, and our guest this week is Amber. Thanks for coming on, Amber.
Hi.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time you've actually shown up to something that we had planned. In like the last 7 times, we had something planned.
Damn.
Okay, but then you also were asking me when I'm working 7 to 7:30 on Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
who backed out? Who backed out?
Your girl
all of those
be
times?
Sleepy. Sometimes your girl be sleepy, so I can't. can't help it. Like, that's why I was like, I got to maximize on my Tim time. After this, we'll go get some food, get some drink.
Tim,
as long as y'all don't feed me too much Rumplemints. Like it. In that case, I'll have to go home and go to bed.
As long as their feet, as long as their hands aren't in the snacks, yeah, I'm good with that. But our topic this week is
getting over.
I'm not that bad. I don't have to do this. I'll shake hands, but I wash my hands.
Are you guys reading the comments here? What are we?
I'm a germaphobe.
I did read Megan's comment.
Did you?
Just I can't see whether I got my glasses on.
Did you? Though?
I know, right? We gotta like.
Did you?
What's my baby doing? Who's what? Oh, please put you to shame. Yeah, I thought that's going to happen.
I love that. But we'll eat.
Because this time, if it happens, Scott's going to get that shit on camera. We're not going to miss what Brittany did at the hangar. Geez.
What does this comment mean right
there? It got wild.
Which one?
Right here.
She won't drink after someone, but we'll eat snacks. Makes sense?
No, that's snatch. Not. We'll eat the snatch. Are you talking about the...
Oh, she's talking about me?
I mean, like, I'm thinking...
Megan, you have no
vagina.
Idea.
Vagina.
You have no. I thought she said snack.
Yeah. Well, either way.
Illiterate. It's fine.
Woo.
Yes, Megan, unbelievable. Can't believe you just said that. That's funny. So we get started here real quick. The first topic of it is you're lonely and afraid of being alone. You said you'd never had that before?
No, I'm not like a codependent type person, and I've never been one that has really needed a relationship to have that fulfillment. But I've had several friends that have, and I feel like that has led them into several bad relationships and bad situations because they're forcing themselves to seek that companionship instead of just letting it happen fluidly.
Right.
So,
but you've taken back a pretty bad ex more than once, correct?
Yeah. About that.
That did happen. Did you very think I was recent. Not going like to bring this recent. Up?
Absolutely. I knew. You knew it's I fine. Was coming. I'm at peace with the situation, so I'm comfortable talking about it, of course.
You're at peace with it now, or have you always been at peace with it and still took it
back?
Oh,
no. Glenn Coco, at first I was pissed. but now, some time has passed, and I mean, there's been a lot of like revelation and understanding from that situation, and the revelation was like everything panned out as it probably should to benefit me, so... I mean,
how many times did you take him back, by the way?
Was this time least? Or last time? Because there was like a six year span in between him coming back. So I mean,
because basically every time he comes back into the picture, you pretty much.
Well, okay. Before we were really young, so I mean, the guy that I know you're referring to, we and him started dating in high school, and we were high school sweethearts, and we dated all through right before I graduated the radiology program, and we were on and off. Not gonna, you know, deny that, but he just never could get it together. So right before I graduated the radiology program, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm getting ready to start my career. Like, things are going really well for me. And clearly, after about 17,453 chances, like, you still aren't getting it together. So I need to break ties. But we stayed really close after that. It you know, had some time in between. And then he up and moved states away. And then I just randomly saw him again. I'd like to say, like, fate.
It was not by fate.
I swear.
I know, like, the story.
Came,
it was not by fate.
He came, his... Okay, I can't say how...
You want to tell the story, go ahead.
I know, but I was going to say, because HIPAA violations and I like my job. Somebody, you know, he was close to came into my work, because I work at a hospital, and I brought him up. Excuse me. All I said was, you know, have him come say hi if he can. And literally, he came and said hi. And then...
Because you knew he would.
But I really didn't, because, like, I didn't know whether or not he'd actually come in the hospital or not. And either way, like, after me and him had talked for a little while, he was like, oh, well, what are you doing after work? And I'm like, oh, Monday's my late night. I'm not off till 11. And I'm like, but you know what? I'd love to catch up. Like, it's been 6 years. Like, obviously, a lot has happened since then.
Have you dated anybody in between him at all? Or is that the only serious guy you've been with?
Yeah? Yeah, that was... All of that was really hot mess, too. I have a really bad penchant with guys. Like, I'd like to date problem guys. Really, really nice guys, but they all have like problems.
Really, really nice guys.
They are nice. I'm okay. I will say they are they are charismatic. Okay, my thing is I'm a sucker for a sweet talker, and I get sold by all the words, and then all of a sudden the actions start coming. And
I don't think that's rare though. I think that happens a lot.
Absolutely. And then the actions start coming, and I'm like, oh wait, maybe that is not really the person that you are. So
because
you didn't figure that out
the other six times before that.
That had been 6 years. And so we went from, you know, teenagers and young adults to grown ass adults now, like we're 30. So really, I mean, when he's saying, you know, I've made all these changes and I'm a lot more mature and I'm not a liar or an addict or an alcoholic, like, you know,
every one of those were a lie.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I believed that though, because he's also, like I said, a very charismatic person and is good at trying to cover up those parts of himself, but then it usually comes to fruition after a little while. So.
Yeah, it always resurfaces. I think everybody's persona always resurfaces who they are,
because it's who they are as people. Like you can put a lipstick on a pig. Is it what? Right. What I don't know what the rest of the saying is, but y'all know what I mean.
Lexi, anything?
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good, or no, you don't want to talk about it.
I'm good.
Because you've taken exes back, every single one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Was it all because, was any of it, you think, because of being lonely and being scared of being alone?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm fine being alone. I do probably better alone most of the time.
Say that, girl. Yes.
It's easier to be alone. You can do whatever you want. Don't have to worry about it. But, I mean, I understand like where she's coming from, taking back like exes, especially when they sit there and you want naturally.
You
want
to believe them. Right. You want to. Right. You still love them.
Right.
It's that's the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. Yep. You just want to believe that somebody's doing better and stuff. But, girl, if they have addiction problems, that's your first mistake. You don't ever believe that.
Okay, but like that was before. Like,
but even so, that.
I know. But then you think like, okay, well, it's been that amount of time. Or like, and it happened even with the person like that I had dated most recently before Caleb. Well, no, I lied, because that was Dave, and he's a saint and a sweetheart. Like, I love him with all my soul. Hi, Dave. Anyway, but the guy before him.
I didn't know you dated Dave.
Yeah, that was.
We're talking about Dave
and him. Yeah, I was going to say, and me and him were best friends, and we tried, but we were just better as friends. You know what I mean?
Right,
and so I have no ill will towards that situation. And I'm really glad that me and him could remain friends, because that's not common.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't. I agree.
But my ex before him, back in the day, also like had drug and alcohol problems, like way back in the day in high school. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, just high school stuff. And then come to find out, like, you know, he had DUIs and didn't have a license, because then I was like, my case. Normally, and then all of a sudden I looked at the my case and I'm like, listen, Glenn Coco, this is a problem.
Normally that turns girls on when they have that problem.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm like, why in God's name do I like attract these people? And I really want to say it's because I'm such a multifaceted person that like there's like work Amber and mom Amber and party Amber and chill Amber and so many things. And I'm like, I really need to stop feeding.
That's not what it is. It's because you're too accepting is what it is. It's you naturally want to accept what people tell you, because that's, you should be able to trust people.
Right.
But
people should tell you the truth.
You're allowed to be multifaceted. Like you can be the different person in different places. That's more than okay. What's the problem is you just want to accept people as they come, because you're very honest and genuine, it seems like, yourself. So all of a sudden you're expecting everyone else to be that, but nobody else goes to the same standards that you will.
Yeah. Right.
I've always said never expect other people to be. Right. T-shirt. It baffles my mind how people think that everyone else should be just how they are in a relationship, in a friendship, career-wise, how much sleep they want to take, how much, you know, how active they are. We're all different. So if you can't accept somebody for that, I don't really know where.
But I feel like those are things that like I'm aware of now as an adult, and I've had those conversations with people. And so I'm like, you know, talking about like your love language and how you give and receive love, and like how much space you need and how much time you want together, and like the different important things in your life. And like, so it's like, I know that.
Right.
But so then when people tell me the answer to those things, I take that at face value.
I take people at their face value too, because of their history. And we've had this conversation, you and I, many times.
I know.
I've told you that if he comes back in town, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have troubles not being able to be with him. I'm not really sure what is the draw it is with him, with you, but there is something in there that, like, I don't even know if you can explain it, but it's there.
Absolutely. I mean, like,
I mean, I would gamble a lot of money that if he ever come back, you would definitely take him back.
And the question is, no, he will. The question someday. Is why? Like, so
the question is, why would you?
I'm not, and you know what? I don't even know that I, at this point, would take him back. I think that I would be willing to have.
You would definitely sit down and talk to him.
I would. I mean, and because
that's taking him back. Sorry, but that's taking him back.
It's opening the door.
Yes. Why? Are you lonely? Are you afraid of being alone?
I'm not. No.
I mean, seriously.
It's not that. I'm okay. When you spend that much time and you essentially grow up with somebody.
No, you move on. He's done too many things to hurt you. He's done too many things to threaten. Other things have happened that I'm not going to bring on air here. You need to move on.
Shot of rumplements to that. Bitches be crazy.
Bitches be crazy is right.
Wow.
Cheers. But I love you, but it's just like, you know, I'm you know how I feel about this situation. I've beat you up many times about this.
Yes.
It'll probably happen even later after the podcast. Who knows? The next one is you always see their social media, which is a new thing because back in my day, let's just say it.
Jim. I don't really care.
There was no, so there's a country song out right now. I know Amber's not heard it.
Yeah.
No. So there's a country song out right now, Breaking Up. I think something about breaking up in the 90s was easier or something like that.
Yeah, oh,
yes. Yes. Because there wasn't social media. There wasn't always in your face. There wasn't computers. It was literally, you just don't go to their house.
It was just clean cut.
Well, right. Easy access, right?
Now there's just so much easy access to everything that they do. And it's not just Facebook. It's Snapchat. It's Instagram. It's
Twitter.
It's Twitter. It's freaking, shit, it's freaking Tinder. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You'll see your ex. You'll see your ex on Tinder before you're actually even freaking exes.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I've just had two girls this week show me that they've seen their exes on Twitter, and they haven't even like actually made the they're broken up kind of a thing, but not done. And I'm like, well, you are now.
Right.
There's the next.
But that's where, you know, a lot of people have their foot out the door before they're actually like out the door and shut. And that's also a bad. That's where I feel like social media also allows people to kind of open the door to more cheating, scandal.
Social media has ruined relationships. Absolutely. Ruined.
It can be a great thing. I think social media in relationships can be a good thing. It's just that it can also be a huge
What do you think that percentage
hindrance.
Is? What's everybody think that percentage is?
I think it does more harm than good, personally.
So I would put it like an 80-20.
20, yep, 100%.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it really is dependent on the people. Because it's like if you can't trust your man or woman to have social media and to like negate the people that do come for them, even though they know.
So you saw, did everyone see my post like a week ago where I said, what did I say? Something about trying to find who cheated on the joint Facebook account is exhausting. Because it really is. I've got somebody. I'm trying to find out who is the cheater.
Dude.
And someone actually said whoever's the first name on the new account, I think was the cheater. I can't remember what she said, but I was like, okay. Not really sure if that's correct or not.
Tyler's breaking shit.
Uh-oh. He's angry. Who hurt you, Tyler? But, I feel like it's crazy because how do guys
I know social media has affected that relationship with Caleb, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, and not
it gives people instant access to you.
He didn't have, because he didn't have social media. He really wanted to stay off social media. Like,
but all of his friends do.
And he has social media now. I'm pretty sure it's probably her. But anyway, you know, I feel like if you can't trust your partner to go out by themselves, to have social media, that kind of stuff.
It's not exactly about that, though, with the social media aspect, though. Because there's somebody I know who sits there and anytime something goes wrong, it's instantly a post about, oh, wow, I wish I was more appreciated because people have an easier time doing that.
People
and
need
they
to
can
stop.
Get that validation.
People put their dirty laundry on Facebook.
They're hanging out
so
dry.
Ridiculous. It's so
So it's not
so
about
unreal.
The not trusting either. Like, that's a huge part of it. But, like, I don't know, from my experience of social media, I've had more issues with people sitting there going on and saying, oh, yeah, blah, 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 did this and not saying names. And then then all of a sudden seeing that backlash. That's why I hate people my age. Because I have like friends that are my age and I'm just like watching their posts and it's a whole bunch of drama all the time. I'm like, why don't you solve that with the person you're with?
Right.
It's not
right.
that hard. But then there's Facebook's people not going to solve that. 50s doing
well,
it.
The conversations I had today, maybe Facebook does solve it. I'm not sure.
I mean, I Facebook guess in general, if people post, need post to, like, about is not going to solve whatever anything. For themselves. I mean, I guess they can get personal resolve from it. But yeah, like doing that kind of stuff is definitely not going to add anything positive to your relationship.
You know, Scott actually brings this up a couple times where he actually does post and he makes them private for himself. So it still is like a memory to them, memory to him, but not a memory to everybody else.
Fabulous idea.
Yeah.
So, revolutionary. I feel like we need to duly note that.
What'd you say, Scott? If it's political or something personal, maybe, or what's your criteria?
Yeah, just anything that's going to be... I don't know.
Controversial.
Yeah.
But I want to comment, but I just want to be there for myself now.
Right.
But I mean, also, then it could come up in a memory, you know, a couple years from now. And you could be like, you know what? Like, I felt this way and I still feel this way. Or like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why was I in that state of mind? I don't know. Like, that's kind of cool. Crazy. I'm going to use that, Scott.
So has social media ruined any relationships for anybody in here?
No, I stay off social media for the most part. I post memes. So does everyone.
Videos of cats and stuff. Funny stuff.
Cats. Yeah. That's right. You do like cats.
I do. They're funny.
So how many cats you and Kayla going to have?
What?
12.
I have one.
You have
cat
one?
Cat man. You're reforming. It's 2021. So now we have a cat man.
Mm-hmm.
Reformed. Yes. Love it.
Be 60 with 12 cats.
What's wrong with that?
Next one is a big one for you on this, staying in contact.
Yeah.
Because if you would eliminate the contact with that person, I
which
think a lot of the
now
troubles
his
would go
bitch
away.
Ass is way far Boom. Away. So, I mean, and I feel like that was the best situation that could have happened for me. Like,
right, but I'm talking about even the contact with the other scenarios coming at you from him, her, and everything else. Don't respond. And you,
again,
I
bitches
mean,
be crazy. Like, yeah. We can't help that. But I mean,
yeah, you can.
What?
It's called keep scrolling. It's called forget about it. It's not worth it.
I know,
it. It's not
but
worth
okay.
You,
you know what? I have never commented on her stuff. I've never made fake Facebook accounts to comment, to talk to her. I've never reached out to her via her cell phone. Like, I can't help when people like do that. You had people reach other people outside of her. Her friends reach out to you. So you know that when a bitch is trying to get a hold of you they are crazy, then.
I've actually had people use me to get to you. Yes.
Exactly. That and so, I mean, happened. Like, I feel like that situation is just very special because you're dealing with a sociopath and a narcissist. So, like, you're dealing with just some interesting things. So...
And one of those you would actually entertain talking to him if he came back. Yes.
I would probably.
Let's just make that clear to the jury here.
And you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Like, you know,
I know
like
you're
when
not.
The day when the day comes, like I guarantee you, like
I definitely know you're not. I appreciate the honesty. It's just kind of crazy. It's got, you know, it's crazy to me.
I know. I mean, and it's really, and really, it's just that I need to get to the point where, like, I know in my heart where I know that, like, I would be able to, like, have one conversation and then, like, not allow a friendship. Because really, a conversation is different than opening up somebody back into your life for any sort of, like, relationship, whether that be a relationship, friendship, anything. Like, because you can get some sort of resolve.
So it's about closure then.
I guess so, yeah.
So you'll never actually get closure though. That's not a thing. It even if you say goodbye.
I don't know, girl, because there wasn't any. There really was not any. Like, I mean, we had like some exchanges.
But the closure
is
he's a narcissistic douchebag. That's the closure.
He's actually a sociopath, but yeah.
Oh. That's even worse.
Yeah. Oh, I know, girl. That's probably why, like.
That is as much closure as you need. I'm not really sure.
Because he's not going to give it to you. Even if you sit there and tell him goodbye, he'll sit there and try to pull you back, and it, all of a sudden it's still always going to be left open, because even though you're closing the door, you never will, so you'll always be curious on what's on the other side of your door.
And
okay,
you know what?
Well,
I really don't even know that he would necessarily try to come for me in like a relationship status. I really genuinely,
but
he's
still
he doesn't
the control.
Have to, he just has to come and actually talk to you, and then that kind of leads into that though.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
that's
like,
what
I don't
that's
even
the
know
MO
that
that's
he
happened
would, like,
all these times.
He would want to seek a relationship at this point in time just because of like what he how everything ended and what he did. Like, I would hope that he would like,
okay, but you understand that's not the first time he's done that, and you still gotten to that point.
I mean, but there was even like times when he was like, Amber, like, I don't want to ruin a second chance between me and you. Like, I feel like me and you need to like have that break because I need to resolve this crazy bitch away from me. And then
you mean like, his wife knew, that yeah, he's still with?
Okay, she wanted a divorce. He wanted a divorce. Like, I, so please don't make it sound like I was being.
No, I'm talking about that. He's not going anywhere. I didn't say it about you.
So let's please correct to the general public that's about to hear this.
I didn't say it about you. I said about him.
Right.
He's not going anywhere, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going. Like, until she dies, he's fucking stuck. But, I mean, and he said that, too. He was like, I can't be with you or anybody. Like, he's like, I need to resolve this situation before. And he's like, I genuinely am so happy to get this opportunity to, like, have a relationship as adults.
Leaving the door opened again. Uh-huh.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Cheers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
But then, obviously, that didn't happen. Like, he, you know, it said that.
But that part stuck in your head, though, and you're still, that's what you think about still. And it's that was the second chance right there.
Well, we didn't stop. I mean, like, he said that, and then we were like, okay, yeah, we're going to do that. And then we didn't do that. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But still, the fact that he could say that and still get the reaction he did out of you, that right there is enough that he knows. Because I have an ex-fiance who did that to me, and he still tries to do it to me all the time. I don't respond anymore. It was like 3 years later, he'd write me and be like, and he's married with a kid, and he'd still write me like, hey, you know, I really think about you sometimes. I really wish we could be friends. And that's how it always starts.
Yeah,
do you tell his wife?
Because being a friend is being a friend is still that crack in the door that gives you the opportunity to be with that person or see the person or talk to the person or make the person think about you.
Just make them think about you. That's all it takes. It's a control thing. It's literally to make them feel good. It has nothing to do with you. It's all about them.
It's the narcissist part.
Yep.
For me.
Yeah.
That's all I seem to date.
It's the narcissistic tendencies for me. Yes.
A little TikTok humor.
Yes.
Wow. Tyler, anything? You're just in the listening mode tonight?
Yeah. I like listening.
He doesn't know me. He's probably like, who the fuck is this?
He's thinking of one-liners to put on t-shirts.
One thing I want to say is the word closure should literally just be that. It should be closure. You should close the door forever.
Right.
Because like that's in my experience when I've completely just blocked everything, pictures, all every single thing that would make me remind me of that situation or that time, just completely get rid of it.
What's Robert
throw
saying?
It all in a bonfire or something. I think that's true closure.
Well, I mean, and that's
how... Yeah, that's true, Robert. I agree with you 1,000%.
That's how me and him had stopped, like, at that relationship level before. Like, it was straight out of sight, out of mind. Like, you have to remove yourself from that person. And then, but then after that, we were able to be cool. Like, and me and him still could hang out and still talk. And we did. And it was never like that. Like, he was my son. Like, it was just...
I would say 95% of people that are actually wanting closure and actually want to, like, have this, like, face-to-face conversation, there's not closure they're looking for. They're looking to get back in the picture. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
It's open.
It's not about ending it. It's about opening it up again.
Right.
Yeah. It's never about ending it because they don't want it to end. That's why they want the so-called closure because they don't want it to end.
It's the
don't want the definition of nothing, no more,
right?
Nothing.
It's the retreat. You're retreating back into comfort zone.
Right. Yep.
And that's what you have to avoid.
Yeah, you have to avoid the contact. The contact is just, it's poison, basically, is what it really is.
And I definitely understand, though, where you're coming from on the same hand. I've done it multiple times. Every single person has done it at one point in their life.
I understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Amber and I have talked about her situation, I don't know, half a dozen or more times.
A bajillion times. I'm like, Tim!
And so she knows how I feel about it, and I know exactly where she's coming from. It's just that she has that trouble of just saying, that's it. You know, and I don't think it's just her. I think there's a lot of women out there that have that struggle of ending that tie with that person and just stop because it's going nowhere. And you know it's going nowhere, but you're constantly, and we'll get on that topic here in a little bit too. You're constantly looking for that relationship to be what you always envision it being.
The what ifs.
Right.
Right. The fairy tale ending that you saw the first year or 6 months that you were with that person, guess what? That option is done.
Right.
Here's the hard question.
Yes.
Is pain better than loneliness?
No.
I would. You're talking about if going through love and having a heart broke, is that the better than being just alone from the get-go kind of a thing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just being lonely afterwards, you know? Like, sometimes I feel like that's what we do. We stretch it a little longer than...
Right.
The thought of loneliness.
Right.
Right.
I would rather be alone than be in a fucking train wreck. Let me tell you that. Like, I mean, but also, like I said, I'm not a codependent type personality. There are a lot of people that do stay in bad relationships and seek those bad relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I must be very close. I'm usually so freaking loud, it's not a problem.
that is true.
Me and Amy, shout out if you watch this.
Oh my
be loud.
Gosh, Amy. No. Amy puts you to shame. Trust me.
Oh gosh.
The next one is you lose confidence during the relationship. I think this happens a lot too with relationships that are bad, where it's demeaning or it's verbal or it's, you know, it gets even physical. You start to think that there's nobody else out there that's going to accept you. You start blaming yourself, which also affects your self-esteem as you.
The gaslighting, you know, topic, right, we have. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think a lot of people, especially women, have trouble defining that as an actual, that's what's happening to you. Right. So they just accept it for what it is. They accept it and they just realize, well, maybe it is my fault. I get messages. Actually, one today was about that where he thought that maybe it's something I've done or something. No, it's never about you. It's always about them. If you have to, and I've made posts about this too. If you think that it could be about you, it's because they've turned it on you. They've made you feel that way. So it's not about you. It's always about them. If you have to actually think about that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, to me, it's just kind of weird. And I had a friend message me today and he was pretty distraught and talking about a breakup that I didn't know he was going through, and it's been happening since, I want to say Thanksgiving maybe.
Ew.
Yeah. He may be on now, but you know, there were definitely red flags. He was telling me about the relationship and there was definitely red flags that he should have seen a long time ago. You know, like he, like doing Whoops. Things for her and it was never enough and that kind of thing, you know, and those are red flags.
Yeah.
You know, that she thought that, you know, they should be on living on the hog when they really don't have anything kind of a thing. They're, you know, that's the grind of a relationship when it comes to finances, mm-hmm. is working on that stuff. And she wanted that stuff now. And he's not in a position to provide that for her now. Well, guess what? That's going to come back and bite you because that's how she feels.
Right.
Whether I think it's right or wrong is irrelevant. That's how she feels. Just from him talking to me, I was like, man, that's a flag. You should have, mm-hmm. seen that coming, because there's no way she was going to be happy with the situation that you guys are in. And I feel really bad for him, but you know, it's one of those things. It's like you just have to put your boots on and keep walking. And he's having a problem not having the contact, because now she's coming back and saying, you know, I love you still, and then ghost him for 2 days. Gets them off, you know, deletes them off social media.
It's like after Robert she says that. Said, safety net right yeah, there.
Yes, yep, he, yes.
She gets him to bite the hook.
Yep.
She pulls it into his throat.
So then he's never
and
gone.
And then let's go with a freaking reel.
It's literally, you know, just a tease thing. Like, it's
it's a power trip, basically. She's got total control over him. He knows it. And he's still having trouble realizing it and still having trouble moving on. Hopefully today he's a little bit
better. Because you want it to be better. You always want it to be better. And you believe the words when they're like, oh, well, you know, this can change.
Right.
And it's better for 2 days. And then it reverts back to the same situation. Like, and that's kind of what I learned from, you know, my situation is, it's like, you know, people, you can't love people into changing.
You can't love people into loving you. No one loves you and does what he's done to you. She does not love him with what she's done to him, period.
I don't agree.
Well,
I just, I feel like that's just because, like, we are probably all not addicts or ever have been. So, I mean, we don't understand, like, that mindset. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, like, it's just.
I've been around it.
You know, and you love somebody that, you know, that has those kinds of problems and has those tendencies, and it's just.
But it's not your responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, and you know, now I feel like that really showed me, you know what, you right out of the gate, you cannot love somebody into being good for themselves, being good for you, being good for anything. And you need to really genuinely see actions, because even early on in our situation, like, I saw things, like, outside of, you know, Cuckoo Magoo, that, you know, I was like, this is a problem. This is going to be a problem outside of her. You know what I mean? Like, this is a problem that I wouldn't want in a standard relationship. Like, you know, without, because I was willing to, like, he's like, you know, I'm going to be going through a divorce. Like, this is going to be hard. Totally understand. I'll give you the space and the understanding for that. But, like, there were other things that I was like, this is a problem. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm just not in the right mindset right now. Like, that's why. It was always an excuse for things. So I really feel like from that situation, I'm not sad that it happened. I'm really glad, because I feel like it really, there were, you know, because I, you can look at your friends' relationships and you can look at other people's situations and, you know, give them all of the advice that they need and be like, oh yeah, but then when you live that and you actually have to follow through with those words, it's different.
So do you, don't you, I think we, didn't we just talk about this?
Oh yeah, we did.
So yeah, so let's get into that. So you think that your friends are wrong, you're right, but when you're actually doing the same thing to them, are you wrong?
That's not what it's about.
No, I'm saying like I lived that. Like I relived those things where you're just like, psh, girl, why would you even give him the time of day? And then now, and I did, you know, then it's me. And so then I'm like, okay, you know what? I did. And from there, I learned, like I said, I learned several things. And like, I'm really glad on a basis of like, I'm glad that we got to see where we landed in life. Like, I'm really glad that he got to like meet my son now that he's older. Like, he got to meet him and my mom were super close. Like, they got to hang out and like reconnect and just kind of see where we landed. And then it kind of gave me a flashback to like back in the day. And I'm like, this is why so many years ago I let the situation go. And it gave me like, I guess that like sort of, I guess I could say closure to that. Like, okay, I let that situation go a long time ago and it was the best thing that I could have done for my life because my life would be so different now had I held on to that all those years ago. And it's like now, thankfully, as an adult, like I had the strength to kind of have, you know, one foot in, one foot out from that situation because I like would hang out with other guys, not in like a, you know, trying to be with them type situation, but like would hang out with him on a friend status or like I'd go do things without him and he'd be like, well, that needs to change. And I'm just like, no, it really doesn't. Like me and you, you are not like in a full out committed, like serious relationship with me. And like, you still have a lot of things that you need to fix within yourself. Like, I'm not going to stop being me and doing the things that I normally do because of you.
Okay. So he expected you to under like to take in the fact that he's going through a divorce and this and this, and you're supposed to accept that, but he can accept that you have guy friends.
Girl,
that's really sad.
Tell me why. I know. And that's kind of where I was like, that doesn't, and you know, I've always had a ton of guy friends. Like, I've always in like a very, cause not too many people can understand that. So many people are always like, oh, you're just smashing. And I'm like, no, you know, it's not, you can have platonic relationships with people.
I have, I can vouch for that. It's just some men have problems separating the two.
And you know what? I feel like it was because it's like tricky. he can't it's not have really those tricky. Kinds of relationships.
It's just being respectful.
And so
friends.
I feel like a lot of that stuff is like reflective of like yourself. Like he can't have those kinds of relationships with girls. Like he can't allow himself to do the things that I was doing and not cross the line in a relationship. But I'm like, I can. And I'm like, listen, if I'm not in a relationship with you, I'm not going to treat the situation like I'm in a relationship with you. Period, point blank. Like,
I think that should go with everybody, though. That's absolutely not just the Amber thing. So.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, I've said that like broad spectrum, like in anybody that I've talked to. I'm like, you know, if me and you haven't both made the general consensus that we are dating and we are committing to each other, like we need not. Right. Like we, you know, you can't hold me to that.
Yep. Yep. I won't even go to who I want to go to right now. Because, I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. That's what, and I agree, that's what it should be sometimes,
it's
for
sure. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Yes, it is. That's sure too is. Funny. So where were we on the confidence? Yeah. The next one is you only remember the good times. This is something that happens with my conversations with girls all the time. They constantly will bring up, well, he's a good guy, and we had this, and we had that. Yeah. No.
Whoops.
Because that's
what whoops.
You're not even remembering.
That'd be me.
You know, because I would constantly tell these girls, "Do you remember this? Do you remember this? Do you remember this?" And just go down the list.
But, yes. And excuses for
it's
them.
It's always an excuse with them. You know, and I mean,
it's called masking.
Ooh, yeah. I think it is.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's masking if they've already told me the truth about everything. They pretty much spill the guts on all the bad stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So I would say masking if they've only said the good stuff kind of a thing and kind of made little gray areas.
Right.
But no, I'm getting messages that are like pretty detailed in factual stuff. I'm just like, and that's okay with you? Well, but no. What you just said, that's okay with you. That's okay that someone treats you like that. That's okay that someone treats you like this.
I meant that they're masking like their thoughts on it.
That they're trying to suppress that kind of thing?
Like they're venting it out in a sense of they're trying to like mask it or hide it. You know, it's just like this is
make it okay.
Yeah, like
right. They're trying to talk. They're trying to talk themselves into that it's okay.
Right.
Kind of like the what Amber's been talking about a little bit.
In the same respect, though, right. I say sometimes, like, when you're having minor arguments with your significant other, like, sometimes divulging every little situation and every little problem with your friends and family, I've seen this several times, like, they don't forget. And we, like, we as the person that loves them are willing women to go back and be forget. Like, new. But I'm saying, like, people in general, like, things that I would tell you, you know what I mean? You're going to be like, but this and this and this and this, whereas I'm going to look for the positives of the relationship. Like, right. So I will say that there are a lot of people are willing to overshare every single aspect of the right. relationship with everybody, and sometimes that's not good.
Yeah, there are times where, you know, I'm having a conversation or whatever, and I'll have to look back to see what was specifically said. But in general, I know, I mean, I have a good memory. I mean, I can remember stuff you've told me 2 years ago about the situation, and it just still blows my mind. Because that kind of,
It was only a year, but.
Well, whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
Was it only a year?
Because I don't want to seem like I'm still, like, reliving it impressed when it was, like, 5 years ago. Like, no.
Was it only been a year ago?
It's only been a year. Me and him had reconnected, like, end of February, and then he left in July.
When was that night with Corner Pocket that I came to see you, and they went home, and you and I hung out all night? What was that night? Was that? Was that only been a year?
I was going to say, because me and him.
That was before Mass.
Had, because I know that we had gone out for, like, St. Patrick's Day
That's
with
right.
everybody. And I want
to
say
and
that.
They went back to the house to play Parcheesi or something.
Yeah, like. I was going to say him and Reed went back to play. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I totally forget what it was. They went back to the house to get fucked up and
Chinese
play games.
Checkers.
Yeah, and me and Amy stayed. But yeah, it was like, it was, either way, me and him reconnected like in end of February, and then like immediately just kind of went back into it. So, I mean, it's been about a year. I mean, been since July, since he left, since right. like I've had any contact with that situation. I know. Praise fucking be. I gotta say, like, if any, like, of all the situations that could have happened to end that kind of reconnect or that kind of situation, like, somebody just moving, like, states away is the best way. Bye, bitch. Like, so.
Boom.
Right.
Bye. But I think that's a problem, trying to get over somebody when you only remember those good things and you don't remember all the things that got you that point, right?
Yeah, you almost have to beat it before it gets there.
Right.
You have to completely eradicate those thoughts that get you to that point.
Right.
So, like, pictures are a huge thing. You know, right. That was the tough thing, like, for me, getting over, like, I was, like, on a 4-year thing.
Yeah, my friend today actually said something about deleting the pictures, and I said, please don't do that. Because
you
delete.
You have to do that.
No, you don't. I'm telling you right now, because what happens, no, listen to me, hear me out. What happens is when you delete memories. Okay, I have plenty of exes. I have pictures of my exes. I'm still friends with most of my exes. You delete good memories.
That's a part of your life.
You delete good memories out of your life that eventually, because eventually you're going to be over it. Eventually you're going to get there, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's
it
the goal.
It starts with getting rid of the pictures.
No, it starts ignoring the pictures right then. You don't delete them. You want them later. You don't want to delete your history.
What's the difference between ignoring and deleting?
Delete them. You never can get them again.
Forever, bro. Like,
you never get them again.
No. Memories are here. Pictures are there.
That's different. Yes, I agree with you. You can't change the text like that. I agree with that.
Okay.
But you still want those physical memories of somebody that, yes, I love that person. I don't now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to delete those things ever. Like, those things are memories in your life. They're pieces of your life. And when you delete them, I'm telling you right now, every time you will regret deleting those pictures. Every time. If you have any kind of heart and you're a human being, you will regret deleting those pictures. That is your history. That is your timeline. That is your soul ties.
Okay.
And to me, you can't just wipe that out.
I like to say,
you need to put,
like,
them aside, not think about it for a while, and let that pain go away, because eventually it does. And then that relationship can go back. The relationship with your history is what I mean.
Right.
Not with the person. Yeah, I have a problem with people deleting their past.
And you learn things from every single situation.
If you're not learning from a bad relationship, you're just going to keep having them over and over and over.
I think that that's with any relationship, like, not even necessarily
a love relationship. It's friendships. It's jobs. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree 100%. Nothing more.
It's because I'm always right, Tim. It's totally fine.
No, you're not. You missed me, huh? Okay, we'll see how much you miss me later.
Absolutely. You know what? I love every bit of your opinion and your situation because you have great insight to all of the things. And, you know, sometimes you give people hard truths when they need it. Yeah. It's totally fine.
Okay.
I love you for it.
I know you do. Thank God, because if you didn't, I'd have a lot of people hate me.
I'd be like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. Yes, doing the right things. I wish that I was done with this, but I'm not. Why are you giving me two? These people are trying to get me drunk.
That stuff's disgusting.
Shit.
I felt embarrassed buying that stuff. People are giving me shit on my post about buying it. Like, some girl said, are you a girl? I said, no, it's not for me, you goof.
Give
me
a break. White Claw.
Oh my gosh. So even though he's like in the closet drinking a White Claw, like...
Here's like actually keyed right into Amber's gut right now. Okay, you haven't learned to let go.
Boom.
Well,
shots fired.
You know, I would say at this point now, I have but in the very beginning, absolutely not. Like, there were a lot of questions. There was a lot of like anger to the situation, and there was a lot of things that like I needed to go look back and realize about myself and realize about like the people that I let into my life that like I didn't. In the beginning, because it's really hard. And then once you're removed from that situation and you kind of like your feelings simmer from it, like you can. And I wouldn't say that I've necessarily full out let go, because then like his mom calls me and his dad calls me and like his sister calls me and stuff like that still. So I mean, like, kind of because I've been friends with that family for right. like a long time, and they're in the same boat as me. They have a lot of questions and they have a lot of the same feelings. And so like we've all talked about it. And so... Full out let go completely, obviously not. Because I'm like, yeah, I'd still talk to him if he came into town tomorrow. But I mean,
So do you understand why when you guys were together last, when he said that, you know, things need to change, basically mean not to hang out with other people and guys, and you know that why, right? Because he knows how all your friends feel about him. He doesn't want that.
And you know, I feel like that was a huge
motivator. A shield that he wanted.
Yes, I was gonna say, I feel like that was a huge motivator to why he left also, is because everybody here knew the pattern and held mm-hmm. him to a different standard, because we knew the situation, and he knew that I wouldn't be about all that shit that
I think
he was
posted
doing.
Something with a picture of him and you or something, and people were like going, oh fuck.
Oh, people clowned because right. they knew who he was back in the day, right. And they were like,
I'm not sure they've changed.
Yeah, and then it was like, okay, didn't. So yeah, I had to live through that. That was a
so
good
that,
time.
The not letting go though, it's kind of like the whole part with taking exes back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you constantly think that, oh well, it's going to be different this time, and he's going to change this time, or she's going to change this time.
Nope.
No, it's just time
never.
Has changed.
It's retreating time back into changed. A comfort zone.
Now I do feel there's different scenarios in that can change over time. And we're going to get on Skip's little comment here real quick. If enough time has passed where you're a different person, because we all evolve. I mean, you're not the same person you were when you're 21, right?
No.
That you are now. I'm not the same person now that I was 30, even though I act like it sometimes. I'm not. So I can see situations like that where you've actually the people have actually changed who they are. But when somebody is that deep into, that just doesn't go away very easily.
I know, but that's what's so hard. Like this Skip just said, do you leave in the right person, wrong time? And I'm like, and that's the small part of me that's just kind of like, dude, I don't know. Like that's what's hard.
So Skip, to answer you from my personal view on that situation, because I've had that question asked to me many times, I don't think there's the wrong person at the wrong time. I think that's an excuse. I literally think it's an excuse that that one party or the other uses as a reason that it's not working. Because I tell you what, if you love somebody, you're gonna move somewhere with them. If you love somebody, you're gonna do something different. You're gonna change careers. You're gonna change whatever. If you love somebody, you make changes in your life to accommodate that. Right. You compromise because. If you're both loving each other, you're both going to do that over time anyways.
I don't know, man.
So I don't agree with that.
Because I feel like the problem with a lot of his cheating is because of his drug and alcohol addictions.
That's another excuse, what? Another crutch.
I mean, when you're like...
No, I grew up with all addicts. Like, I'm the first one to tell you right there. Like, it's an excuse. I mean, the excuse is usually to get the drugs and stuff. They don't have an excuse on why they cheated. Oh, I was out of my head. I wasn't thinking and stuff. No, they're still thinking. thinking 100%.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's right. The problem with it is they still know what's going on. They just don't care. Your inhibitions go away. So they wanted to do it and they still did it. And how do you, just because like they'd be sober or not have the addiction, how do you know who that person is anymore? They went through the addiction already. That has happened. That is a big staple point of their life and who they made right. them into today.
Mm-hmm.
So he's their not addiction the same person is, used to know.
They right. love their addiction way more than they love you.
Exactly.
Don't ever kid yourself.
And you know what? I feel like that's what gave me the most heartache from that situation is like reliving that feeling of like wanting more for somebody than they want for themselves. And
but you don't want to keep reliving it if you just let it be.
Well, it's about to be, like I said, till fucking for a little bit. So mm-hmm. I mean,
shouldn't it just be a little bit though? Because it's not your responsibility to fix him or make him better.
Oh no,
you can't. Yeah, but even though, like you said there, and you said you talked to his family still, and you like you all are confused, and you all want the best for him and stuff. Like, good for you, you talked to his family. But I would set that boundary because that's a big problem. We talked about boundaries yeah. last week.
Set boundaries that boundary. Are so important.
And but say, like, I don't want to talk about him anymore.
We're also, right. I was going to say, okay, I'll make that correction that like, we also will talk like, hey, how's the kids? No, or like, how's this and much. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like, but it's not always about
up,
that.
He still comes up.
Right.
Though.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's, I'm not saying that like I call, you know, his mom every Tuesday or she yeah. calls me, you know what I mean? I'm just saying it's been intermittent, but I understand, like, I feel like having, that's a part of like the Band-Aid go away.
You still have that fill in though of what he's doing and what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
And that's where
it's always got
the
door open. Hey, Skip, give me a scenario that you're thinking of with the right person, wrong time, just for shits and giggles, because I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I mean, that's just an addict is so it adds a dimension to a person that everyone wants to fix, but it's rarely you can't do that. You can't, because all you do is force them into even more an addicted person than they are already.
Because you enable them. Yes. And it's not even on yes. purpose. You can right. love them to death.
You love that your love for them actually enables their addiction to continue because they won't change unless they want to change.
That's why hard love is so important with addiction. And I'm telling you yes. from firsthand experience. It's yep. so sad, but without having that hard love and that boundary and that line, like, hey,
right.
you need to stop doing like, this. I won't accept you treating me like this anymore.
I literally hate to see friends and family hurt, but there's some point in time where you have to let them just hit rock bottom.
Right.
By themselves, alone.
But he's never had that. He's never had that. And that is the problem, is that there's always been somebody. Okay, first of all, I'll say he's super hot. So that's kind of a problem.
Oh, that's what makes the difference.
No, but I'm saying, like, so then it's always like for girls wise, I mean, you can go to a bar and you're going to find some, you know.
Even if he finds somebody, he's still lonely. Yeah. But it's the people. Exactly.
Oh, he is an extraordinarily sad and broken man. And he has a lot of problems from that. But I mean, I'm saying, like, there's always the next person. There's always. You can always find somebody else who doesn't know that situation yet.
But you'll keep losing every person. Eventually, that'll get through to him of why do these people not stick around. But if right. you keep sitting there taking them back and seeing him, giving him one more chance to see how he's doing and giving him a chance to explain himself, you're just constantly reopening that door and giving him the opportunity to make excuses and lie. And of course, you're going to instantly want to believe that it's going to be better. Even if it is better, why does it matter anymore?
Right.
Good for him. It's just what it is.
Right.
Right.
I think the whole thing of letting go and actually, Lori's on here, and I won't bring up our conversations, but and we've had this conversation, her and I. The part about letting go, it's a release for you.
100%.
It's so much.
Person.
It's so much for you think that that's actually a statement about letting them go? No, it's letting you realize that you can actually move on, that you can actually have a life, and you don't have to be with that person. You don't have to deal with their drama. You don't have to deal with mm-hmm. their whatever.
You don't have to
you know,
settle.
It's, yeah,
right.
And I
but
think
that's
too many
why I didn't
too many people
what
put
I was doing.
Too many people
because
put stuff
like,
on the other person. When new. Actually, a lot of things you can do for yourself, especially in this type of topic,
mm-hmm.
it's actually benefits you mm-hmm. way 100%. More than it benefits the other person.
100%.
So I just I wish people just could understand the fact that sometimes things don't work. And I mean, you know, you're talking about this wrong or right person, wrong time kind of a situation. You know, I think you have a lot of 5-year relationships, 6-year relationships where they're perfect love and everybody thinks they're totally in love, and that and then they break up kind of a thing. It's because during that 5 years, in five to 10 years, you really see, if you actually look back, you'll really see how you changed and how that other person has changed.
It happened at night, didn't it?
We need to put a fridge over there for Tyler. Or need to just sit over here with the fridge. We'll just toss him beers.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
I'm still sad nobody else is taking shots of Rumplements with me. Like,
you can pass it over here.
Put the cap on. Give me a toss.
Okay.
Then the next one is you didn't get closure.
I think we covered that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, we basically covered the next one, which is you didn't get closure kind of thing. I think a lot of that's just not really closure you're looking for. You're actually subconsciously you're looking to keep things going. The next one is you can't stop ruminating, which is basically just basically over and over and over the same things and the same things. Like literally, I'll be talking to a girl on Facebook or she'll be messaging me, whatever, and we'll talk about a relationship. And she keeps repeating her stuff over and over and over about the same thing and rewording it, right? But it's the same thing. It's the same complaint. It's the same kind of like remarks or whatever. What does Skip say? You meet someone crazy, connection, but you both have issues to work out before pursuing a relationship. Distance past relationship issues. Yeah, I'm not really sure, but in that situation, I'm not really sure that you know that that's a person you want to date anyways because of those situations. Are you? Because I'm not really sure I want to get in a relationship with somebody that has a bunch of issues already before we're starting to talk.
I don't know, like, man. Vibe with somebody, though, like...
Okay, so obviously I have a friends list of girls.
Ooh, where do we want to start?
I've already marked
ladies,
off.
You know who you are.
I'm pretty sure Cody and I talked about this. Jesus. So I actually have people on that face list that even if they wanted to date me, I would not because of the drama that goes on. It is unbelievable to me. I just don't see how that betters anybody's life to put yourself
in that
drama. But
you know,
right
out of the gate, I don't know. Like sometimes you connect with somebody, and like he's saying, like it's just, you know, it could be like a work situation, like a schedule problem. I mean, and I guess sometimes you make it work.
People go through phases,
right? You know, right. It's just
I know. Like, but let me stop you there. So Brittany, she knows I give her a bunch of shit about the stuff that she posts too. And I tell her, delete this.
Her like, man's a dick.
I know, anyway. But like, there's no, posting stuff on Facebook like that is just, it's, you're complaining about them being childish while you're being childish makes no sense to me.
I agree.
I mean can't concur.
It's just baffling. It's just baffling. You can't bitch to them and cause trouble for them when that's what you're kind of trying to do for them. Like, I just don't understand the hypocrisy, which I guess I do understand the hypocrisy. I think it's ignorant. I think it's beneath both of you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what bothers me the most.
But I don't know that I necessarily searched for any of the drama in any of that situation. Like, I didn't, like, make posts.
Stuff
like,
comes to you from other people, just like it comes to Brittany from other people. Other people like to start that fire, too, which is also bullshit.
Right.
That's, you're not being a friend to somebody if you're constantly bringing shit into their face that they wouldn't have seen if they didn't bring it to you.
Right.
You know, that's not the type of friends that I want to be around. Don't be bringing up drama that's behind me that I have no idea what's going on just so I see it. I don't give a fuck about it if I don't see it.
You can go back to your point on here of you see their social media.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, it's annoying that people just sit there and they want an audience. That's what it is. They want validation and how
they want attention.
Feeling.
They want likes. They want loves. They want angry faces. They want that.
Society of instant gratification.
Right. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, I mean, it is nice to know that other people, like, get it. Because
so you're not crazy.
Sometimes, yes, exactly. Like, so that you know, because sometimes you're like, well, fuck, is it me? And then you're like,
I just was reading today that Facebook came out with this new feature where you can make a group on Facebook and you can talk to those people on chat or Snap or whatever.
Ooh, so random weird people? No.
No, people you know. So you can have that conversation privately. It's a brand new feature that they just introduced like 5-6 years ago.
It's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
As new as you are.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's not that old. Come on now. Oh my gosh. So can someone read this at all? Because I can't read it with the light in.
Read what? The grieving over the potential of a relationship?
No. Or I was blinded by the fact that
I just
that
wanted
I loved
to be
him.
Like, blinded by the light.
That small print there that I can't get larger.
I was blinded by the fact that I loved him and I wanted him back so bad that I didn't want to accept that he was going to hurt me again. Mm. I tried to walk away last week and he talked me out of it and my heart just wanted this so bad that it is not listening to my head when my head was right all along. He didn't care about me and he came back to destroy me even more and then found out he deleted me on Snapchat out of nowhere. So I just walked away after I told him exactly how I felt and what kind of awful person I thought he was. As bad as it's, is that it right there? Or does it continue?
Yeah, that's those two continue. Yep. Sounds okay. And then so, it stops at the line.
All right, got you. As bad as it sounds, I was kind of hoping it change. I'd change his mind, or it changes mine, but it won't. I know I deserve so much better, but it still doesn't make me feel like something. It still makes me feel like something is wrong with me.
Right. So this is a girl that I've talked to many, many times, and just taking excerpts of hers was last week and this week from talking to her. It kind of leads into this topic where she just. that she's so stuck on this guy that she just all of a sudden now it's she thinks it's her problem, something she did. Mm-hmm. You know, and
going back to your point of if they make you think it's you, obviously it's not though. It's not, it's so sad to see that. It's so common anymore.
It always happens to I've noticed it always happens to the people with the biggest hearts, the ones that give the most are the ones that are taking advantage of the most. But my issue with that is you can't hold yourself back and not give and say, I don't want to be that person anymore. No, that's who you are. You can't change who you are either.
You just need to learn boundaries.
Right. You need to have those boundaries. You need to know when enough is enough. The same girl, her current man, who is they're in a good relationship now from what she's talking to me with, went on a vacation, a family vacation that apparently was planned. I can't remember what she said, why she said she couldn't go.
That's still
She did
weird.
Tell me why she couldn't go, but it was her sister, his sister, and I think his mom, maybe they went on vacation in Florida. Mm. And she messaged me like freaking out. I was like, what's wrong? She's like, well, I just need him for a minute. I said, and he said that he's down in Florida on vacation and wants to have fun. And I said, well, okay, so I get that part, but why are you being so upset about something that's so simple?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. That's so simple. So she's actually in that situation causing her own pain for no reason at all.
Because of her past relationships, right. and the baggage she pulled from there.
And that's what she was saying. She knows I'm used to this happening. This is how it happens.
This is how it starts.
They disappear. He's on vacation. He's not disappearing.
Yeah, he's just doing on vacation. His own thing.
He's not answering his phone every single minute. Right. He's not going to answer the phone every single minute. You know, respect his boundaries a little bit because nothing's going to happen. Now he's back and nothing's wrong. Yeah. I said, see, I told you, just don't.
But it's hard after like so many times. But
what happens?
But you
with
can't
that,
reflect those bad things onto new people. Like, and 100%. It's extraordinarily hard, but you can't do that because you will fuck a good relationship.
The normal her would have kept messaging him if I didn't, like, I'm hoping that I'm the one that stopped her from doing it. Right. Because all you're going to do then is piss him off and think, like, why are you acting this way? Because he did basically say that. Why are you acting this way? Like, nothing's wrong. Like, why are you being this way? So she's gonna get in a situation where she's gonna sabotage it on her own and not even realize that she was the problem. Why he's all of a sudden says, well, obviously I can't even be gone for 2 days, and she's gonna go.
You're gonna freak out all of a sudden.
Yeah. So, but everything's worked out fine. So whatever it is, what it is. Robert just commented something. Sometimes we meet people at a time when one person is ready for a relationship and the other is not ready to still healing from a previous relationship. I understand that, Robert, but the problem is I don't think that you would even start a relationship with somebody that doesn't want to be in a relationship. So to start into a relationship with somebody that's not ready, that's on you. I'm sorry, but that's not their problem. That's your problem.
Right, setting yourself up for failure.
You should know that from the get-go, or at least within reason, you know, that that person doesn't want a relationship. They should at least be honest with you. Now, if they're not, that's a totally different situation. That's a totally different scenario, and that doesn't even qualify for this topic. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But they're going to lie to you and say that everything's fine with their previous relationship and they're done. What are you going to do? I mean, you can't just always just not believe what people tell you. Sometimes you just have to just trust.
My theory is, like, you always give people trust until they show you that they can't.
Right. Because they will. Because they will. If they're untrusting.
It all comes to fruition at some point in time. And when we first met, obviously we were really young, so I mean, no. And then it was just like the evolution, and so that's what was also so hard, is watching somebody fuck their life and become an addict right in front of your eyes.
Was he doing drugs, and was he an addict before you guys met?
But that's
after?
What I'm saying. So, right. Like, before, like, so you saw me the and message. Him met. I was gonna say me and him met in high school. So I mean, like, we grew up together, and so that's what I'm saying, is like, I watched all the pieces fall apart and watch what could have been. And that's what was so hard. And then that's why, like, when I got to the point where I was getting ready to start my career, I was like, okay, I've given enough chances at this point in time. And, like, I've just watched everything
fall apart.
But
you just admitted tonight that you haven't. You just admitted tonight that you would still talk to him. That's saying exactly that, the opposite.
I didn't say I'd sit on his face tomorrow. I said that I'd give him a conversation. That's different, okay?
But that's
completely different, in my opinion.
That's how it starts every single time, and you know it. Maybe
I would sit on his face, but never mind.
So we didn't even talk about you. You can't stop ruminating. You can't stop talking about. You just have troubles not talking about the same things over and over and over. Why it didn't do this, and why we didn't do this, and why we didn't last. You're just constantly going over the same subjects over and over and over and over.
Okay, hang on. Let me comment on Lori really quick. But see, the thing is like, it's not that you can't love them through addiction. It's just that when they aren't ready to accept the fact that they're an addict and make those changes, like, you can't love someone into doing that. And you know what? Like I said, I loved him for years. I gave him all of the chances, and so did his family. Like, his family was extraordinarily supportive. But at what point do you say, I'm hurting myself for you?
You're never abandoning them either. I disagree with that. It's not about abandoning them. You shouldn't just leave them there. It's not saying that. It's saying that you have to be able to set boundaries for yourself. Or is it okay for them to constantly hurt you, but you're not allowed to sit there and set that boundary of, I can't have you in my life anymore?
Because at what point are we enabling?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, by constantly being like, okay, you know what? Like, we're accepting and giving more chances. And like, I understand that, like, there's a lot of people with addiction problems. You know what I mean? And like, there is going to be that one chance. There's going to be that one chance. And hopefully, you know, hopefully that's the chance that they make the change. Yeah. And we want that more than anything in the entire world. But I'm, like you said, it's a boundary thing. And like, I'm also not a family member. I'm also not like his wife. Right. Like, I'm not a sister. I'm not his mom. You know what I mean? So I can cut myself from that situation.
And he has other people.
And bye. Yeah.
The biggest issue I have with it is when it starts affecting you and your life, that's when the line should be drawn.
Right. And I have a child when to take into consideration. Right. So once I figured out that he was like still, because I mean, like, he was on Antabuse and still drinking every day, and it was like excuse, and I mean, and it was just excuse after excuse, and there'd be times where it would be like, oh, I didn't drink, and then I'd be like, you reek of alcohol, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I can't have that in my life. Like, you aren't going to be a good example for my child either, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I once, like, there was that, like, okay, this is a pattern. And then I found out that he was like really regularly doing other drugs and hiding it from me. So obviously he knew that, you know, that was going to be a problem, that it was, you know, a pattern of doing that. Like, it's just, you can't continue to let some people in your life that way.
Right.
Like, you have to under your own benefit.
You know, so,
Timmy,
you know, I just think in life you have to see the diamonds in every single piece of coal, because there's going to be tons of coal and very little diamonds.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, right? Ooh, so, I'm going to remember that.
There's a ring
along
to
with
it.
The private messages. We are taking a few things away from this.
but you have to, because if you don't, that coal is just going to bury you and bury you and bury you, because it's all you're going to expect. That's all you're going to get. Like her, that's all she expects. You know, he goes to Florida on a vacation for a week, but she's used to guys just abandoning her like that on a dime. So she's got that PTSD on her, in her head, thinking that's what's going to happen.
PTSD,
whatever it was. I don't even know.
Close enough.
Right.
Close enough.
We got it.
It's all right. The four letters, whatever it is. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just self-awareness. If you can't take good from bad, you're never going to change. You're never going to get good.
Some of that is, though, I feel like people need to face their own problems. Like, some of that is like reflecting like your own personal like insecurities onto other people in relationships, like, and using past relationships and like the insecurities of yourself that you've built from that and reflecting that onto other people in other relationships. And I mean, that's a problem within itself. So I mean, like, you can't also expect other people to make changes and to meet you halfway when you're not even there yourself. So I feel like there's a lot of self-healing, and I feel like me and you both are like very comfortable in the people that we are. So I mean, like, you know, we can sit back and be like, okay, well, here we learned this from this relationship and we can move forward with it. Like, and a lot of people like can't. I don't know. Like, so.
Yeah, right.
So.
Just take it for what it is. And
it's hard. It's really, really hard.
I'm the type
though.
Of person, and I don't expect everybody else to be this way. I'm the type of person that I can move on very quickly, because I know that if it didn't work out, guess what? It didn't work out. That person is not for me, and I'm not for them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and I think some people have a problem with actually that, you know, our topic is just moving on, realizing that that person's not for you.
But it's just that's the way also it is. Very, like, because you're very comfortable with yourself. So, I mean, like,
I'm
it's easy.
Very
it's easy for
myself,
you to be
yes.
like, okay, like, that's fine, but that's not a like large majority of people.
Right. Nope. So. I agree 100%. So Lori commented with our discussion about her, she's like, I can take it, but he broke my daughter's heart. Never spoke to her again. I mean in my conversation with her, I remember this conversation actually, Lori. It's hard. It's hard for a relationship to end, and I've been in one with children on the other side, right? And broke off, it's hard to say, you know what, but I still want to talk to your kids. That's a rare
rare
thing.
It don't work.
It adds way more drama than what it's worth. And I know that her daughter was hurt. I get that. I understand that. And I empathize with it more than anyone
it's
will
so
ever know.
Hard.
But believe me, the hurt that would cause for him to keep trying to have a relationship with her would get worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not conducive to anything that's going to come good out of it.
Downfall of dating people with kids. Like,
yes,
I
that
love,
is
right.
a downfall. Because
no, it's,
we,
it's
and we've
it's
talked
so
about this
unavoidable
before.
A lot of the time.
Yeah, we talked
now,
about this before
but...
on another podcast a long time ago. The fact that you're actually dating the kids more than you are her, because from a guy to a girl, because they're going to get hurt way worse than she will.
Depending on the age.
Well, because they're gonna,
true.
They're
that is
understand
true.
Understand why you stopped
right.
coming around.
They have
around
no. They have no idea. To them, they're not in the relationship. That to them, you are somebody different to them, and now
I mean,
you just
Scott
left.
Still talks to right. one of his exes, like some of the kids occasionally. So you still like. I was just thinking about that because that's how you actually met, which was really weird. But you still talk to like one or two of them. They say hi at least to you, and you guys are all good. But it's a rare instance where that can actually happen, and it still hurts the kids more than it does anyone
right.
else. I've dated guys.
No,
with
I think
kids.
I think the situation could be different if because I'm actually. It's so funny. I actually have an ex's son who just messaged me the other day, and we're going to hang out sometime this week.
Aww.
So it's different, wow. But it's different age, like Cody mm-hmm. said. He's in his, you know, he's like, you know, older. Cody,
can make
shut
his
up,
own,
Cody.
Like older?
Oh, God, I knew
wait,
that was coming.
You haven't got to make the joke yet. Just go ahead and give it.
Let's
it's
go
fine.
Ahead and put a number on that, Tim. What is older?
He's probably 35. I don't know. I actually don't know his age, but he's probably 30. He's probably in his low 30s. Yes. So it's but it's,
that's
but
how that's old different. I am. Holy shit,
like
Tim!
A cool
because
guy.
He's a grown ass adult.
He's
so
a full grown
you can
dude.
Have you can have that separate relationship outside of her,
right.
kind of thing.
How old was he when you dated her?
God, he's gonna be mad that I don't know this. I want to. No, I'm not. You're like just trying to put a date on me.
I'm actually not.
I'm trying to think.
But like that's a legitimate
he
question.
Was in his teens.
I mean, was it
yeah.
2 years ago?
No, he was in his teens. Well, okay, I mean, I was with Michelle for 13, so it's been 20 years, right? So he was probably, I think he was around 12, maybe 15, somewhere around there. He was in his early teens, yes.
So he was mature enough to understand right. the situation.
Mm. Right. But him and I, we have a very love-hate relationship. We had a very love-hate relationship where there was a lot of conflict between
absolutely.
Him and I, kind of a thing. I mean, it almost got physical a couple of times.
Wow.
Dang. But I mean, he's doing, oh my gosh. The stuff that he's doing now is just like, I don't know. I'm in awe with the way he's done with it. And I'm not saying his life was horrible before, but I'm just saying what he's done with his life is just wow. It's pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, I'm like so proud of him of what
take the
of
shot
what he's,
and hand it this way
of what he's been able to go through
actually
and
hand
come
it down
out of
and hand it this way.
You know, when you marry, you commit to those kids. I think you commit to them
before you marry
100%.
Way before you marry.
Yeah, I think
as soon as you're introduced and around them constantly, you are committed.
What's the previous one? The next one is grieving over the potential of the relationship, which we kind of touched on a little bit. Where all you think about is what could have been or
the
how
what ifs.
Yeah, the what ifs and what if they didn't do this and what if I didn't do this. Like
what
the
if
whole,
this was better here? What if he gets better later on? What if it changes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what like, if he's a new person this time he comes into
grass greener on their side? No.
What if it's a miracle?